Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers Podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is the Academy Answers Podcast, where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. We started out answering questions that we got from our Facebook blog, and then we went off into doing our own topics that we know are foundational in the area of personal development. We believe that working on yourself is not something that is optional if you want the best life. If you refuse to leave your life to chance, to the movements and the dynamics of the world, if you want to have as much control of your life as possible, which is the only way to have the best shot at guaranteeing happiness, and want to find a way to do that, then we believe that personal development is a must for you. You cannot go around it. You cannot circumvent it. There is no, I know this and you're done. It's a constant battle between your weaker self and your best version. It's a constant battle between the weaker self and the best version of yourself. Everybody has that in them. That weaker self, that common impulse, that natural disposition. Some people call it the monkey brain. What is easy? The optimization of the mind. The mind has so much things to do. The brain has so many things to do. So the brain tends to optimize. It wants to stay normal. It wants to stay in the area of comfort. Human beings are motivated by two fundamental principles, either to achieve pleasure or to avoid pain. Going to the gym is pain. Saying no to the next material thing is pain. Reading a book is pain. Watching TV is pleasure. Going shopping unnecessarily is pleasure. Sitting on the couch, eating chips, pleasure. Scrolling TikTok, doom scrolling Instagram is pleasure. We are wired to move towards pleasure. This morning I want to talk about what the success journey is rooted in. What the success journey is rooted in. How is it made up? Because there's no point in trying to get somewhere and not having a decent. Some you will learn along the way, because the most you'll learn is by doing. But you need at least a decent appreciation and comprehension of what it will take to get you there. The best place to start. How to go about putting it together. And the best place to start doesn't mean it's the only place to start. But the best place to start are some things that you eventually have to go back to. Some things that will be constant throughout the journey. And this is three steps. And I want to go deep into it to ventilate the point so you'll get to understand what you need to do. Because many people get lost in the process. In order to not be lost in the process, you must first understand that the journey of success is rooted in the principles of goal setting. You might hear rain outside, pardon the noise, the background noise, but it's a rainy day in New York. It's been raining all for 2 days. Well, not 2 days, it's been like a week of rain. So the success journey is rooted in goal setting. If you don't know how to set goals, you will have a very, very difficult time setting your goals. First step, foundational principle of the journey, and you will continually be setting goals. Why set goals? Because if you are not clear on what you're trying to achieve, the timeline you're trying to achieve it in, what is the marker that you're aiming for, then it's easy for you to get lost on the way, because it's so twiggly and windy and changing and dynamic and up and down. It's easy for you to get lost along the way. So the goals give you clarity. Goals give you a mark to go after. If it is so hard to get to a place that you know how to get to, can you imagine if you don't know where you're going? You have to know where you're going. The second step is to develop the steps that are going to take you there. That is extremely powerful. And for me, I'll tell you why the steps are so powerful. This is my own opinion. The steps are powerful because by a yard, it's hard. By an inch, it's a stinch. When you break it down into bite sizes, when you can incrementally go there, it removes one of the biggest obstacles to any goal, and that is the frustration. The having this bigger picture in mind and not being able, like the human mind like to want to push you to do, not being able to see the way all through to the end. You'll never be able to see the way all through to the end. You're not going to know where your customer is going to come from. You're not going to be able to understand how this thing is going to work and how you're going to move from 10 to 50. And you're not going to be able to identify in your head all these steps and all these markers along the way. You will not. You have to be contented, and you have to be fully comprehensive or fully understanding of the concept that by taking the next step, you're higher up and you will be better able to see further over the hill by taking the next step. Not by standing here and trying to push your neck and tippy toe and look over to see what's over there. It's by taking the next step that you will see if you need to take a turn, if you need to continue going on, if you need to go around, go up, go under. You must take the next step. And the next step is grounded in making clear steps and focusing on achieving these clear steps. For example, you're setting up your online business and you're thinking about a side hustle. I do a lot of business. I like to talk about business. And you're trying to do your side hustle while you're on your job and you want to make an extra $600 a week or per month. And you're thinking of selling cool t-shirts. How many t-shirts you're going to sell? Where you're going to get the t-shirts from? Who's going to make your website? How you're going to do your ads? Who are you going to sell to? How you're going to advertise this thing? How you're going to find time? All that is the whole mixed bag of where you want to go. Now, you have to order it and place it in steps. First, what am I selling? Is there a market for it? Did I do my research? So first, the research. What to sell? Can I sell this thing? This is what I want to sell. What are the six things? If that doesn't work, what do I do? Not website, not who you're going to sell, not how much you're going to sell it for, none of that. We know that that's coming, but that this is the first step that you're going to take. I want to lose weight. How am I going to lose weight? How much pounds I want to lose? How do I lose that amount of pounds? Where am I going to go to the gym? What time it? And you outline step by step. The first step, the second step, the third step. And you write it out. Maybe you're going to have to write this thing out six times. It doesn't matter. You write it out. You look at the thing. You have it itemized. And you start to attack one step at a time. not the mental forecasting of all the things. You do the research, you take your time, you work it through. Forget what these guys are coming online to tell you it's three steps easy. No, break it down, itemize everything, and take it one bit off at a time. That's how you build. That's how you move along the journey. Not this everlasting thing that you're thinking about. You want to get into real estate. How do I get into it? What are the steps? Is there somebody with a course? Is there somebody I can learn from? Is there a set of steps on Google? What are my options? How do I find this thing out and how do I take the first step? Okay, I need a license. That's what all you need. You don't need to look at properties. You need to focus on getting this license. Okay, I need a license. Then I need to find a place to practice. Then I need to know the specialty. What am I specializing in? Apartments, multi-level this, multi-family units, commercial, what is it? And that's the next step. And you go deep into that and you build out the steps. What this is going to be help you to do is what the third thing is about. And anybody who knows anything about business will tell you this. The Holy Grail is execution. Your ideas are worth nothing. Your ideas are worth nothing. When we were growing up and we were trying to do business, everybody was, yeah, I don't want to tell you my idea because I'm keeping it in my chest, so I don't want you to steal it. It doesn't matter. Nothing is new. Nothing is due anymore. You just can find a spin on it, but it's not new. Somebody else out there probably have the same idea. Nobody cares about your idea. Your idea doesn't matter. It's not novel. It's not a big deal. It's not something to hold to your chest. If it is like an invention, you can go patent it. I don't care. I'm just saying that the idea won't matter. The desire for it won't matter. The Holy Grail of achieving this goal, building what you want to build, is execution, my friend. Execution. And that is tied in to the first two steps that I told you. If you do not know what you want, or where you're going to go, or what you want to build, if you cannot break it down in simple steps and stick to these steps and build them up, then execution will be poor or non-existent. Execution will be poor or non-existent in your mission. And if there is no execution, nothing happens. That's how you're able to take the necessary actions consistently. Because you have something that you're aiming at. When you're setting up your online business and you have your decide on the product and you build out your website and you're now at the point where you're going to market, you take one step and you market and you flesh it out and you execute and you push it all the way. That's the game, that's the plan, nothing else. So those are the three steps. All on the journey to achieve anything worthwhile. You need to set a goal, you need to break down the goal, you need to execute on the steps. That's it. Everything else is a mile deep, but you will get to it. There's no way to academically teach you that stuff. You got to get out there. You got to figure it out. There are proven formulas. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. There are proven formulas. You don't have enough money when you're starting out. You don't have enough time under your belt. You don't have enough resources. So, reinvent the wheel. Don't do it. Find a formula, a model that works and emulate that. Work it, copy it, do it. That's it. Everybody's doing it. The multi-billion dollar companies that you think are making strides in the world, no, they're copying it. BMW makes something that comes out good and it's selling, then you find Benz go copy the shape. Corolla, Nissan, Toyota, everybody's doing the same thing. Nobody's reinventing the wheel. So are the consumer products, just the same. Don't reinvent the wheel. Figure it out. Take a model. Break it apart, reverse engineer it, do it for yourself and your business or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve in life. Thank you guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.